This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Om Saram to our listeners. I'm Gulab Lemoria. I offer my most loving and humble pranams at the Lord feet of our beloved Bhagwan, Sri Satya Sai Baba. Today we'll be hearing a drama on the topic of Holi. This is Sai News 1113. So let's get straight into this drama, which was performed in Prasanthi, Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram, we offer our most loving and prayerful pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Mother Sai. Mother, once again, your divine Sankalpa has brought all of us here in this Vaikuntha for celebrating the Pavitra festival Holi. Holi is the festival of colors and love. This festival symbolizes the victory of good over evil. We wish a very happy Holi to one and all present here. By the divine grace and blessings of our Mother Sai, we, the Bal Vikas children, youths, gurus, parents and devotees from the twin states of Bihar and Jharkhand, sincerely dedicate a play entitled Niswar Prem at thy lotus feet. Jai Sai Ram.
Sai Ram uncle.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram. A very happy Holi to all of you. Let us celebrate this sacred festival of love, joy and colors with recapitulating the story of Prahlada, the embodiment of Satya and Dharma. Can anyone brief us quickly?
Yes, uncle. Namasmarana was Prahlada's main weapon. Though his father attempted to kill Prahlada several times, the name of Hari worked as an armor for him.
Uncle, when Holika entered into the fire with Prahlada on her lap, she was reduced to ashes, but Prahlada came out safe, chanting Hari Hari.
And uncle, Lord Vishnu, who incarnated as Lord Narasimha, suddenly appeared from the pillar. When Prahlada persisted, that Lord was present in the pillar too. And subsequently, he punished his father for his cruelty by killing him.
Wonderful! Can we now say with conviction that we should always cling to Bhagwan and keep ourselves away from wrong acts? You already know, children, Daiva Preeti,
Papa Bhiti,
and Sanghaniti.
Good. God bless you, children. Now you will be rewarded by witnessing the unconditional love of Radha and Krishna. It also symbolizes the significance of Holi.
The Gopikas, not able to bear the pangs of separation from the Lord, are eagerly waiting for him on the banks of River Yamuna. They dance in glee when Krishna arrives. Their expression of love exhibits their ecstasy.
Radha! Oh, Radha!
Radhe, will you not welcome me? Why are you looking so lost? Though I have returned after such a long time. Have a look at the Gopikas. They are so cheerful and happy.
Krishna, you are my Hridayavasi. You are always with me, in me, above me. I have been visualizing your presence in the trees, the sky above, the river Yamuna, and also in the milk pot. The question of separation does not arise.
Oh, Radhe! Your unconditional love has compelled me to bless you. From this moment onwards, the world will recognize us as Radha Krishna and not Krishna Radha.
Beautiful.
Can we conclude now that God does everything for our good? Let us all practice to see God in everything and experience His love.
Thank you, Uncle, for enlightening and enriching us. We are grateful to you.
We had a great day today, didn't we? You enjoyed a lot. Now, let us not forget, your finals are approaching fast. Time lost is life lost. Work hard and bring a good name to your parents and teachers.
Yes, Uncle. Our school teacher told us we should strive to get 90% in our finals.
Yes, you should. But my dear children, remember, no doubt marks are good, but good remarks make you great. As you all know, our history is full of such great leaders as Ishwar Chandra Vidyasagar, Swami Vivekananda, and many others who are remembered for their goodness rather than their greatness.
True, Uncle.
Would you like to witness how God loves all those who love others without any ulterior motives?
Yes, Uncle.
Abu bin Adam, a very good human being, always served the poor and needy with lots of love.
Ae sare jahan ke malik, teri rehmat se duniya chalti hai. Mere maula, is duniya mein har taraf garibi hai, bebasi hai. Sabhi pe rehm kar khuda, mujhe is kabil bana ki main tere bandon ki khidmat kar sakun. Ameen.
One fine day, when Abu got back home from work, he saw his room illumined and a divine figure sitting on the chair and noting down something.
May I know, who are you, sir?
By virtue of being the messenger of God, I am noting down the names of those who love God.
Oh, I see. Is my name included in the list, sir?
Sorry, Abu. Your name is not there.
Abu felt sad and had a sleepless night. The very next day, after returning from work, he again saw the same angel in the illumined room, noting down something.
Sir, what are you noting down today?
I am noting down the names of those whom God loves, and your name is on top of the list. So today we have learnt a great lesson that in real sense, Manav Seva is Madhav Seva. Let us wind up for today on a happy note. Sai Ram, children.
Sai Ram.
After a few weeks, all the children meet in the playground. Anil, one of the Balvikas students, is not to be seen. His best friend Sunil gets worried and suspects some problem. Therefore, Sunil and his classmates decide to visit Anil.
Welcome, friends. What a pleasant surprise.
Are you okay, Anil? You have pulled down a lot.
you have not been attending school as well as the Balvika's classes for the last few days. Neither have you informed anyone. I am sure there is something of concern.
Yes, Sunil. Actually, my mother underwent a very serious operation. Doctors had little hopes of a survival. My life went through a very bad patch. I was absolutely shattered. I felt as if I was already orphaned.
No, brother, no. Do not cry. Anil, never forget the words of Saima. Why fear when I am here? Do you remember? Our Balvika's uncle told us, there is nothing more powerful than prayers.
Yes, very true. So friends, let us pray to our beloved Lord.
Anil, give your worries to Swami. Your mother will get well soon.
Anil, exams are fast approaching. Try to stabilize yourself with Jyoti Dhyan. Work hard. Your mother has lot of expectations from you. Do try to fulfill them.
My true friends, I do not have any more words. Thank you for the assurances. I am relieved. I have realized that I am not alone. I have someone very reliable to hold on to, which frankly slipped my mind. Thank you, Swami.
Sairam Anil, we shall see you on the day of the examination.
Sunil is concerned. He wants that Anil should not be exposed to any such situation which will further disturb him. He's in a fix. He's trying to think about ways for Anil to be relieved of the present mental situation.
Mother, Anil is very sad. I want to take him out of that mental agony. He is a pure soul. I love him from the core of my heart. Can I cheer him up? You have given us the four-word formula: help ever, hurt never. Oh, Mother, please show me the way. What should I do? I have full confidence. You will definitely guide me. Oh, Swami, you have given me a brilliant idea. But I too have stakes. What will happen to my reputation? No, I cannot have an iota of selfishness. He is my true friend. A friend in need is a friend indeed. If I truly love Anil, I cannot have any conditions in true love. Bhagwan, give me the courage to follow you implicitly. Haan, kisi bhi keemat par main apne dost ko khush dekhna chahta hoon.
After the final exams, children come with their report cards, sharing their marks and ranks. Anil is very happy. Sunil is also sharing those moments with him. Anil is grateful to God and his friends, for he has once again secured the first position in his class, although he could not prepare well. But Sunil's position has gone down unexpectedly. His teacher is shocked and wants to find out the reason for this sudden change, for he too has been a brilliant student like Anil.
Sunil, what happened, beta? Earlier you have been performing so well. I think this time you had some problem. You can share with me. Maybe I can help you a little. Come on, Sunil. I am talking to you. At least say something. How will I come to know if you do not speak? You can confide in me.
Sir, I shall share with you, provided you assure me you will not share with anyone else.
Done. I promise you.
Sir, Anil has been securing the first position in every exam for the last several years, and myself second. But this time he was not fully prepared for the finals because of his mother's serious illness. Thus, intentionally, I left a few questions unanswered in maths and English, so that he does not lose his first rank.
But what about you, my child? won't your parents get disappointed? Will Anil feel good if he comes to know? You should have thought about the pros and cons of this act before actually doing it. It has really shocked me. I could not digest it.
Sir, for me, marks are not important, as I am only concerned about Anil's happiness, because I believe in the dictum of please man, please God.
Goodness, gracious. By the way, Sunil, who has implanted such deep thoughts in your mind?
Sir, Anil and I attend Sri Satya Sai Balvika's classes on Sunday mornings. Our Balvika's uncle drills in us values in abundance through stories, role plays, bhajans, games and silent sitting.
Sounds interesting. I would like to meet your uncle.
No problem, sir. I will give you his address and I shall inform uncle about this.
Fine. God bless you, my child. I have learned something new from you today. Take care.
The teacher goes to the Balvikas Guru's house on a coming Sunday.
Namaskar, sir. I am Sunil's class teacher.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram. You are most welcome.
I believe Sunil and Anil come to your Balivkas classes.
Yes, they have been attending for the last 4 years.
Sunil is an amazing personality. He is very well behaved, good in studies and full of values. He gives you full credit for his achievements. Inspired by his behavior, I decided to visit you and gain some knowledge about these classes.
These are Sri Satya Sai Balvikas classes running all over the world, given by Sri Satya Sai Baba himself. These are moral classes taken by trained gurus absolutely free of cost.
Sir, you are complimenting the education we provide in school.
This is not mere education. It is educare. That is, bringing out values from within. It is not meant only for information, but for inner transformation.
Excellent! I understand you are working as a consultant too. Tell me, how do you manage to find time? Despite the fact that people are running short of time for even themselves, it's amazing.
Actually, the commitment and dedication in this work itself brings about transformation, both in children as well as gurus. In a matter of time, one tends to develop love towards all creatures without any selfish gains. These traits develop very fast in children if they join these classes at an early age. Let me share a small clipping of the divine message of Baba, which will answer all your questions.
That will be nice.
Hey, Masalupulara. సమాజం చాలా ప్రధానమైనటువంటిది.
సొసైటీ ఇస్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్.
దేశం చాలా ముఖ్యమైనటువంటిది.
కంట్రీ ఇస్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్.
సమాజం యొక్క సంక్షేమాన్ని గుర్తించి ప్రపంచంలో మనం వర్తించాలి.
వి హావ్ టు కండక్ట్ అవర్ సెల్స్ కీపింగ్ ద వెల్ఫేర్ ఆఫ్ ద సొసైటీ.
కానీ ఈ సమాజమే లేకపోతే వ్యక్తి ఏమాత్రం కూడా రాణించడు.
వితౌట్ సొసైటీ ది ఇండివిజువల్ కెనాట్ ప్రాస్పర్.
ఆ వ్యక్తి ఎవరు?
హూ ఇస్ దట్ ఇండివిజువల్?
ఆ వ్యక్తి అందున్నటువంటి శక్తి ప్రేమనే.
It is the individual who has the strength of love.
జగత్ అన్నిటిని కూడా ఏకంగా చేస్తుండాలి.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ది పవర్ ఆఫ్ లవ్ దట్ యూనిఫైస్ ద వరల్డ్.
ఏ మతాన్ని కూడా మీరు ద్వేషించకూడదు.
డోంట్ హేట్ ఎనీ రిలీజియన్.
ఏ మతాన్ని కూడా మీరు ఏ విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క ఆశాస్పదంగా చూడకూడదు.
డోంట్ మేక్ ఫన్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీ రిలీజియన్.
నా మతం గొప్పది, ఆ మతం చిన్నది అనే తారతమ్యాన్ని ఏమాత్రమే మీరు భావించరాదు.
డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ డిఫరెన్సెస్ క్లెయిమింగ్ దట్
వన్ బి అలైక్ టు ఎవరీ వన్.
All are one, be alike to everyone.
ఆ సత్యాన్ని మీరు ప్రపంచమంతా చాటాలి.
Share, propagate this truth all over the world.
అందరి యందు దైవమే ఉన్నాడు.
God is in everyone.
దైవం ఉండటమే కాదు, నీవు దైవ స్వరూపుడవు అనేటువంటి సత్యాన్ని మనం దృఢపరచాలి.
God is in you and you are God. Strengthen this fundamental truth.
ఈ సత్యాన్ని మీరు చాటినప్పుడే ఇదే నిజమైన సేవ.
When you propagate this truth, that's a real service.
Phenomenal! I have rarely seen or heard anything like this. This has given me an insight of an endless ocean of selfless love. I have that desire to be drenched in this love by being a part of Baba's divine mission. I can see glimpses of the golden age here.
Sure, brother. You are most welcome. You can be an instrument in the Vidya Jyoti project of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization. Anyone willing to render selfless service can join this seva. This is an offering of the youth wing to take the children towards the path of righteousness and virtues. This is a dedicated exposure to inspiring children by empowering schools and is a cause for nation building.
Thank you very much, sir, for all the trouble you have taken to enrich me. My heartfelt pranams to Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba.
Bhagwan, हम सभी आपके प्रेम में रंगे हुए हैं.
हमें आशीर्वाद दे प्रभु कि हमारा प्रेम इतना निस्वार्थ और गहरा हो कि सारा विश्व ही प्रेममय हो जाए.
प्रेम स्वरूप
साई संतोष पेटेटువంటి సేవలే. साई చేసేటువంటిది కూడాను సేవలే. సాయి చెప్పేటువంటిది కూడాను సేవలే. ఈ విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క ఉత్తమ భావములతో విశాలమైన హృదయములతో సమాజంలో ప్రవేశించి సేవలు సలపండి. అదే సాయికి సంతృప్తికరమిచ్చేటువంటి.
ప్రభు హం పే కృపా కరుణా.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.